Growing up, I learned a lot about the natural world through cartoons. Surprisingly, all weren't 100% accurate.
I'm a rootin' tootin' chicken hawk.
Now look, look here, son. You're too teeny to catch chickens. You gotta grow up.
Too small to catch chickens. That pint-sized predator might be a sparrowhawk. But I find even that name isn't right.
You know, I've never seen a kestrel take a sparrow. But
they do eat farm pests like mice and grasshoppers. Sarah Mabee teaches conservation biology at Hiram College. We're at the school's field station, hoping to spot a sparrowhawk, which she tells me, along with chickenhawk, are long outdated names that only cause confusion.
But there is no doubt that grassland species, in general, are experiencing declines across North America.
The kestrel is a fierce, miniature falcon whose numbers in Northeast Ohio have fallen by 63% since I watched that cartoon back in the 60s. About the size of a robin, but with a sleek raptor profile, kestrels were once a common sight, perched on phone lines along country roads across Ohio. But Mabee says a loss of habitat is one reason we're seeing fewer of them.
We have development, urbanization, suburbanization. We have more tall structures in our habitats. And I'm sorry, but I want to watch this chase here.
And our interview goes off the rails. As Mabee becomes distracted by a pair of birds locked in a territorial battle, we'll catch up with her later. In the meantime, I meet up with Hiram Field Station Director Jim Metzinger, who's about to show me another reason kestrels are struggling.
The European starling is an invasive species, which is probably the reason for the decline of American kestrels in this part of Ohio, because they get outcompeted for nest sites, and the starlings are the ones that win.
We approach a wooden nesting box sitting atop a 20-foot pole at the edge of a field. Metzinger and his students installed it last fall to try and attract a pair of kestrels, but some other bird has taken up residence.
There he goes.
And the bird beats a hasty exit, too quick for us to identify. Now, normally, to peer into this nest box, we'd need a very tall ladder, but the box is rigged with a pulley that Metzinger cranks to bring it down.
A little squeaky. But it does the job.
One of his students designed the pulley system to allow easy access for annual cleaning and to check on the occupants.
And there are beautiful blue eggs.
Yep.
Starling eggs. There won't be any kestrels hatched here this year. Suddenly, on the other side of a large field, Metzinger spots a pair of kestrels sitting on a wire.
There's the kestrels right there. You see them on that pole over
those
there?
Those little guys?
Yep.
He guesses they're nesting in a nearby barn. He hopes their chicks next year will beat the starlings to the nest box. Meanwhile, Metzinger has teamed with a local school district to help spread the word about kestrels.
My name's Eddie Judd, and I teach 8th grade middle school math, honors geometry, and pre-engineering at Crestwood Middle School.
His students right away tackled the kestrel question by modifying the pulley system used to raise and lower the nest boxes.
Put a little PVC inside the bolt here, and you know, that'll roll right around the bowl and kind of make it go up and down the 4x4 a little bit easier.
Judd's students also experimented with different designs for kestrel boxes.
To be quite honest, I didn't realize there was a need for this. My class, the whole purpose of what I wanted my class to be was to be community-minded and to find a solution to a need in the community.
And part of that solution is a plan to install student-designed nesting boxes at Crestwood School and on some of their families' farms in Manaway. Back at the Hiram Field Station, researcher Sarah Mabee looks forward to finding a nesting pair of kestrels in the box so that she can learn more about their life cycles.
So if we band the adults with an RFID-enabled tag and we have an antenna attached to the box, then we can register when the mother comes and when dad comes and how frequently they visit and how long they stay.
Mabee says other regions that have experimented with kestrel boxes have seen populations double. She says it's the first step in bringing back this beautiful, pint-sized predatory bird. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.